I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Rubber boots may come in especially handy in Venice today. 2 days of flooding have made life pretty miserable in Italy's City of Canals. City officials in Venice say that the water was thigh high in some areas, the highest level in 20 years. So for our GeoQuiz today, we wanted to know the name of the city's landmark piazza. It's one of the very lowest points in the city, and it's where you will find right now Roberto Caruti, who runs a gourmet food and wine shop there. It's called I Tre Mercanti, the Three Merchants. Roberto, tell us where you are now.
Less than a minute off Piazza San Marco.
Piazza San Marco, or St. Mark's Square. I'm guessing that you got pretty soggy yesterday, and maybe today too?
Yes, yesterday was quite a disaster. At the moment, we're very lucky because the water just went down.
What was it like yesterday and what's it like now?
Well, yesterday was almost 1.60 meters. That means that basically you couldn't walk in Piazza San Marco.
So just for Americans, this is about 5 feet, a little over 5 feet high, the watermark.
Venice basically is not on the same level. So if you're lucky to be on a higher point, like, for example, close to the train station, it's quite high. So normally you can have high water, but it's not a big problem. The big problem is especially close to Piazza San Marco. I had wellies up to my hips and I couldn't walk at all.
And up to your hips? You had hip boots on and you couldn't walk?
Being Piazza San Marco, the lowest point, it means that you can't walk there, but you can still walk all around the little streets and things like that. So in some places, I know that people couldn't walk and they had to wait in their houses.
What was it like? I would imagine you're pretty concerned with all the food and wine products there.
Thank God we have a kind of dam in front of the door, and the floor has been specially coated with plastic. The problem is that the water was so high, so this wasn't working very well. So caused a lot of problems, I'm afraid.
Right. Did you lose a lot of products?
No, because we already basically raised everything we could raise. The problem is that the wind continued to blow too much. That's why the water ended at 1.60 meters. And we didn't have any more space to put boxes. So we had to leave them in the floor. And of course, now they're already in the rubbish.
How much did you lose?
Not a lot, probably not more than 300 or 400 euros. But I have friends with restaurants. They are quite mad today because yesterday they couldn't do anything and all the fridges, dishwasher and everything else was just underwater. Probably they have to trash everything.
Yeah. What does it smell like?
Like sea, like a rotten seaweed or things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Rotten water, I mean.
Ugh. All right, since you sell fine Italian wines, I'm thinking dry, as probably everybody in Venice is right now.
Yeah.
you're gonna find a way to make lemonade out of lemons, so to speak? Are you going to find a way to capitalize on this?
Yeah, well, I will probably drink an Amarone, typical of our region. Very strong, really strong and dry, very alcoholic.
I didn't mean you, Roberto. I meant your customers.
Yeah, everybody. At this point, everybody should drink it.
But you'll start. You'll pour the first glass.
Yeah.
Roberto Caruti runs I Tre Mercanti in St. Mark's Square in Venice, which has been flooded for the past couple of days. Again, we wish you the best of luck and salute to you, Roberto.
Yeah, thank you.